Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it's pretty simple for me, and the way I was looking at their schedule and the way that it was lining up and all this other stuff, and I'm like, I don't know. I was trying to decide whether or not the undefeated season was relative, and I was like, what is the single biggest reason that I think the offense is fixed? And it's because Patrick Mahomes, with a legit receiver weapon, is a completely different player. Do you know that over their last four games, they're averaging 28 points a game? That would make them a top five offense in the league. So for the second half now of this stretch, the Chiefs are one of the five best offenses in the league. No more this 10th, 12th, 15th that they've been over the last 2 years. This is probably the strongest stretch of offense they have had in a year and a half. Maybe going back to before all of last season. Year and a half, they scored 26, 28, 27, and 30 in the last four games. They have moved up to top 10 in total offensive rankings. And because Mahomes has a legit weapon now, they're the most efficient third down offense in the league. Those are the reasons why I do not fear for this offense like returning to form or going back to what they were in the early stretch of the season or anything in there. Honest to God, they might be the most consistent offense in the league at this point. Barring the one 17-point game against the Chargers, the Chiefs are between 22 and 30 points every single week. You know what you have to get to, Gold? Between 24 and 30, pretty much, every single week. You know what they're capable of, and that's because their third down efficiency is what makes them the level of offense they are.
Well, this past week, it was so evident. It had to be against Tampa.
But it has been, you know, it's been going that way.
Against the third down numbers, though, went up drastically because Mahomes was 11 of 11, I think it was, at one point.
The only one they didn't get was the one they ended up punting on that fourth down.
Yeah, right before regulation ended, right before it went to overtime when D-Hop and him, the one time so far that they weren't ever on the same page. I mean, other than that, they've been totally on the same page. Yeah, I mean, the third down conversion is a part of this, but I actually think in addition to that, and they go hand in hand, is suddenly they're much better in the red zone. This has been for 3 or 4 weeks now. They're much better. There's a point in time early this season before week 7 where they were down, 30? I think it was 38% or 29th in red zone percentage. 38.9% was where they were at in red zone touchdown percentage. And then they had a couple good weeks. They bumped it up to 47.8, and they were 25th, which still wasn't great. That was before the Raiders game, before the Bucs game. We just saw how the last two games played out. And so they continue to increase. They're starting to get a little bit closer to the middle of the pack and where they're at on red zone efficiency. And that's why you take a look at the scores and why are they suddenly at 26, 28, 27, and 30? It's because they've been way better in the red zone.
There are only like three offenses maybe now in the league that I am convinced are better than Kansas City. Tell me if you agree with my list. These are the teams that I'm like, okay, they have a better offense than Kansas City. Detroit, Baltimore, and honestly, Cincinnati. Those are the only three teams in the league that I think I would confidently say have a better offense than the Chiefs. The ones who score more are Washington, Buffalo, Tampa Bay, San Francisco, Minnesota, and Green Bay.
I think Washington has a strong case, though, to say they're the better offense. Now, everybody will pinpoint a few things with them this year. They're obviously having an unbelievable season. You would say, how long can they keep it up? They're perfect on fourth down still this year. Perfect on fourth down. And there was another metric. They have like not turned the ball over at all. Like, is that sustainable with a rookie quarterback? They don't turn the ball over. That's why the Commanders are where they're at. So I actually do think they have a better offense.
They have an argument, but you wouldn't just say it unquestioned,
no,
right?
No, I would question how sustainable is being, I don't know, are they like 10 for 10 on fourth down this year or something crazy? And they don't turn the ball over. Can they keep that up with a rookie quarterback? If they can, then the Commanders are going to be a 13-plus win football team.
Yeah, I guess normally I would say no, because that's not the way it works typically. But I don't know. Every once in a while, maybe things are a little bit different. Right now, Washington doesn't even rank. I think they're in the bottom five of total giveaways so far this year. So, I mean, maybe not. And look, that's probably the one thing holding Kansas City's offense back from being what it is. Imagine where they would rank gold points per game if they didn't have a take.
That was the story last year. Then in the playoffs, they didn't turn the ball over. And we saw come playoff time what they were capable of and why they were able to win on the road is they stopped turning the football over. But that's been one of the more amazing things in Washington, like diving deeper into how have they done this other than getting great quarterback play, is they don't turn the ball over and they've been ridiculously efficient on fourth downs.
They are they're number one. I was like, where exactly do they rank? Number one in the league in giveaways per game. That's yeah, exactly. That's where Washington ranks. Kansas City, even though they are a top 10 offense right now, is 26th. They're giving it away for free. Every team below them, except for Minnesota, stinks. And so when you start looking at where the problems lie, but that's also like, I guess I excuse that probably more for Kansas City because of what you just said, is that it shouldn't. There's no reason why it should just go away. But for whatever reason, Kansas City is able to be an undisciplined penalty and turnover team on offense for the whole ass regular season. And then, like, it turns to January and it just stops. There's no reason, in my opinion, why that should be the case. But it is just a factual case. We got enough years of evidence now to support the fact that that's the case. The offense looks so much better. This is actually a really fun test this week because Denver's been one of the best scoring defenses in the league.
Yeah, and I know people will laugh at that in a way, though, because they saw what the Ravens did a week ago. But until then, they had been really, really good, and nobody had done anything like that. I think it's a credit to what Baltimore's been
doing
offensively.
Ravens will be the best offense in the league.
Yeah, well, I don't know where the Chiefs are now at points per game. At 10th. Because I was going to say, you said you only think there's three or four offenses better. They're probably like the sixth or seventh best offense in football. They've played like a top five the last 3 weeks, but if we're taking the entire body of work, I think they're probably like the seventh offense in football. Points per game is literally they are the 10th best offense.
Last year, they were like the 15th best offense. Mm-hmm. Truly.
Yeah, 14th, 13th.
For the regular season, that's really what they were. So if I made you rank out the top 10 offenses in the league gold and you had them at sixth, okay, what if I made you rank out the top 10 defense in the league? Where would you have them?
Yeah, they're top five as well.
Three, maybe. Right? Like, this is already an improvement off of last year. That's why last year's team ended up finishing with six losses, and this year's team won't have six losses under any circumstances.
Are you willing to guarantee that?
Yes, I'm willing to. Come on, dude. What are they going to do, lose the next six in a row?
I don't know.
They're running out of games to lose six games.
The results don't matter for some teams, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, I guess that's the case. I did briefly see, I know we didn't have this plan to talk about, but I did briefly see, I hope you guys covered it yesterday. Did you see that our hero, Steve Spagnuolo, was just lending cars yesterday? He's offering to lend out his car to Colin Saunders, and you guys don't want to chip in?
Not Colin Saunders. Mike Pinnell got it. Mike Pinnell got his car stolen. That's the second Chiefs player that we know of since March or April, since the draft, so May, Xavier Worthy's car got stolen.
Mike Pinnell got his car stolen. Spags offered to let him borrow his own car in order to get him something, and you guys don't want to build a bus for him. I can't believe you two. I don't understand why you won't let me raise $10,000 to build this man a bronze bus.
Because he's going to have his own already. He's going to have one already when he's done and his career is over.
He should have it now. What if instead of just like asking people for $9.65, we did like a Spags Gala to honor him?
A Spags Gala.
And then people just like bought a table that paid for the bus.
Where is this gala happening?
We'll figure.
Come on. There's a lot of questions that come from
Obviously. But there are plenty of bars or restaurants or event spaces. We could have the Spags Gala. It's a big city.
I don't think we're having a gala at a bar.
Gala, you think it's got to be an event space?
Yeah.
Think the word gala cannot be in a bar?
Correct. It's not a gala.
How many people do you think we need to get to a gala to raise $10,000? 300? There's a lot of rich people in the city, man.
Again, I think we can do a lot better if we're going to try to raise money, you know.
Like for the city, you mean?
Than a bust for Steve Spagnuolo, who will eventually be in the Chiefs Hall of Fame one day, and hopefully becomes the first coordinator in the NFL Hall of Fame.
I think you're underestimating how much we can help people through happiness. You know, $10,000 of happiness.
I think paying for an award is a terrible thing to do. like paying for an award out of all things. You know, if you're trying to raise $10,000,
it's a bronze bus, man. I can't just ask somebody to do it for free.
Well, somebody else, they already do that. Like, it's not a, that already exists.
Someone says, let the billionaire pay for it.
Well, that's, there you go. That too.
Well, I don't have Clark's number, and I don't think he's just going to start building bronze bus because I asked him to.
So you're saying if we have Clark Hunt on at Radio Row, if we're at the Super Bowl ever again at Radio Row, and we have Clark Hunt on the show, we've had him on the show a few times.
Yeah, I'll ask him about it.
Hey, why don't you have a bronze bus yet for Spags?
Over on Twitch, Why Not says, have you considered a Spags bikini car wash at Twin Peaks?
True. That's up your alley right there.
Yeah,
Twin Peaks. Fantastic.
Fantastic.
A lot of choices.
Why are you trying, Cody, why are you trying so hard to save ownership money? Let them do
it. I'm
not
trying to save them money.
That's right.
I'm just simply offering a way to bring people of this city happiness, including Steve
Spagnuolo. Now, this angle you can get me on. I've said I don't think we need to do this. There's better use of funds. But someone says, if we can get the bust permanently outside of the Buffalo Bills stadium of Spags, then I'm in. Then I'm in.
How are we going to install that?
I don't think that's
then I'm in.
Right?
I don't think so either, Drew. But if you can,
remember we tried to buy a legacy bricked.
Oh, the Raiders. They shut that down.
Patrick Mahomes. Yeah,
they shut that down. The new Raiders Stadium, Allegiant Stadium, before it opened. Yes, they did legacy bricks like a lot of stadiums do, and we wanted to get a brick.
It said like Levon.
Levon number 15, or 15 owns you, and they obviously shut those down.
We're trying to get a permanent brick installed, making fun of them, but although he's made his. He's made it his home anyway.
They pop
home
champagne.
Away from home. It's like a vacation city.
They pop champagne and sprayed champagne all over the brand new carpet in that stadium, in that locker room. I think the Chiefs won that one.
I'm just saying. We can entertain it. That's
I hear
all.
You.
So, go ahead.
No, well, we're both saying the same stuff. Oh, how many more words? How many more words can we keep saying consecutively? It's almost like we've done this show together for a while. No, I was going to read one more text. Someone was just saying that if you will finally pay off your bet, Cody, they would donate $100.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.